Laudetur Jesus Christus. Praise be Jesus Christ. You're listening to the Abbot Circle podcast, presented by the Norbertine Canons Regular of St. Michael's Abbey.
Be on your guard not to be led into error by the unprincipled and fall from your own stability. The second epistle of St. Peter, from which this passage was taken this morning, is about the exercise of the grace of Christ through the gift of knowledge. And therefore, it's not surprising that St. Peter would warn us against error, in particular, the error of the unprincipled. Principles are what allow us to remain firm in the grace and teaching of Jesus Christ. If we do not stand on certain principles, certain universal principles of the spiritual life, of the intellectual life, we will fall from God's grace and we will be led into error. And we find in today's gospel the Herodians subject to one such error. They are unprincipled. They do not understand the correct principles of the moral life. So they come to our Lord thinking that they have caught him in a trap. The Herodians, of course, think that earthly power is the highest power, and then on the other hand, you had these others, the Pharisees, that thought that the spiritual power was the highest power, and both of them thought these could be unreconcilable. But Jesus uses a simple distinction and leaves them amazed. They say, is it lawful to pay the census tax? And Jesus says, well, he distinguishes between the temporal and the spiritual order, and he says, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, render unto God the things that are God's. But we should ponder our Lord's response more profoundly and not stand amazed like the scribes and the Pharisees were. After all, isn't everything that belongs to Caesar ultimately God's? Is there really something that Caesar has control over or power over that God doesn't have control over? So what would Jesus mean by saying, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's? All of that belongs to God in the first place. The answer is one of these principles of the spiritual life. Namely, if we receive it from God through Caesar, then God wills us to return it to him through Caesar. Certainly, everything in creation belongs to God, but many things in creation God gives us through another, and so he wills us to return it to him through that other. Thus, by obeying legitimate civil authority, we are obeying God. St. Peter says as much. Jesus says to Pontius Pilate, you would have no power over me unless it were given to you from above. In other words, Jesus recognized that Pontius Pilate was exercising the power of his father. So the principle is, what we receive from God through others, we are to return to God through those others. That is the principle, the firm foundation of much of our moral life. We receive many things through others. In fact, most of the good things that God gives us, he gives us through others. It's true, we owe our creation to God, the creation of our immaterial and immortal soul. But even our bodies, part of our substance, we receive through our parents. And therefore, we honor God through honoring our parents who gave us our life. We love God through loving our neighbor because of the many gifts which God has given us to our neighbor. So this is an occasion then to ponder what goods God has given us through others and how we are to respond appropriately. Of course, we've received not only our lives, but our education, our moral and intellectual formation from our parents. We've received through our spouse, our children, those who are married here with children. And so we thank God through thanking our parents, through thanking our spouse. Gratitude, of course, is always benefited by descending to the particular. So I thought I'd do that a little bit here today, especially for us in our religious community. Look around you and ask, what are you grateful for? What are you thankful for? Do you enjoy the beauty of this church? Well, then thank God through thanking Father Abbott, Father Justin, the many, many benefactors who made this church beautiful. Are you grateful for the beauty of our cloister garden? Thank God through thanking Father Charles. Are you glad that things get fixed when they're broken? Thank God through thanking Father Lewis, Father David, and the many workers who help us here. Do you enjoy eating? Thank God through thanking Father Peter Adrian and our sisters. Are you glad for the beautiful music we have here? Thank God through thanking Father Joachim, Father Edmund, the Scola, the organists. Are you glad that we have a well-ordered life here and you don't have to go around correcting other people's faults? Thank God by thanking Father Pryor and all the superiors. Do you enjoy a clean monastery and well-kept grounds? Thank God by thanking the seminarians. Do you enjoy receiving the Eucharist and having your sins forgiven? Thank God by thanking the priests. I could go on, and of course I've missed so many people who are essential to the many goods we have here at our Abbey. But there's one person I can't pass over, or else I would be greatly remiss. Are you glad that you have not been already condemned to hell? Are you glad that when you sin, for some reason, God's mercy keeps returning to you? Are you glad that the gate of heaven stands open? Then thank Our Lady. Thank Mary. She it is who is the gate of heaven, the Mother of Mercy, the mediatrix of all graces. If it were not for her, none of us would be saved. All of us, therefore, must return to God through Mary. Amen.
Thank you for joining us on the Abbot Circle podcast. May God bless you.